We are learning with Sechnes Ksubis, Daf Samach Zainam, and Aleph, and we're starting 10 lines from the top of Samach Zainam, and Aleph, by the two dots. Omar Rav Shemin Ba'ab, Omar Rav Yechanan, Hechnisa Loi Zohov, Shomin Oy Soy, Ba'areyu Keshavya. We had before that there are two type of Nedunyas. In Nedunya, there's two type of presents that the Isha brings in, either like furniture, which is evaluated and is inflated a little bit, and then you have cash, which he has to give back more. It's like the opposite. He has to give back more, a third more. What about if you bring in gold bars? She brings in to the marriage gold bars. What's the status of that? Is that called currency? Or is that called furniture? So Rav Shem Ba'abon Yech. Nechlis lo yizahav. Shaman oysoy. You evaluate. Vareyu kashavyev. It's exactly the shavyev. And the reason is like this. The furniture was two reasons why you have to do minus a fifth. One reason is because you try to inflate it to look good. And the other reason is because it gets a little, some furniture gets ruined and therefore the value goes down. So Zahav does not use that much that it'll get rubbed out. That's not a tzad. And also Zahav, everyone knows the value. You can't inflate the value. Zahav has a very standard value. And therefore, if whatever it says in the ksuba, you pay that back. Meisvei hazav areyuku kalim. Zahav has the same din as kalim. Now we know kalim means that you do minus a fifth when you pay back. So my lock kalim so kesef. The pachsi that goes down. Loy kalim so zav. No, it means zav is like kalim. Bars of zav is like kalim of zav, which has the same halacha. The loy pachsi, and therefore it's also kashavyav. If that's the case, just say kalim. What's kalim? It sounds like kalim of something else. And kasha number two, v'oi tanya l'mtana b'raisa, zav arei huka kalim. Zav is like kalim. Dinrei zav, which is coins of gold, arei k'ksofim. That's like money. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, b'malkum shenagush alefartam, shaman oisai v'rei m'shavyim. In a place where they don't change gold coins, which means it can't be used as currency, then shaman oisai v'rei m'shavyim. So we're going to get into the b'raisa in a second and explain what the kasha is. Just to extend what the difference is. Hareka kaspa means then you have to, if you get 1,000, give back 1,500. Hareka kalim usually means that it has a din of kalim shel kasef, which is minus a chaimish. Now, Rosh Hashanah says that if you don't change that money, so then it's kashavyav. So Ragamila, hey, what's Rosh Hashanah going on? What's Rosh Hashanah going on? What's he argue? When he argues, which case is going on? The ratio or the seifa? Rosh Hashanah, hey, Ilema Seifa, going on a case where we're talking about Dinrei Zav, and he's saying, by the way, if it's not changed easily, it's not called Kesef. That it's called Kesef, Alein Afki. You can't use it. What's Pshat Tanakama if that's the case? El Alav, it's going on Reisha. V'Hachkama. The Tanakama says, Zav Reik, Kalim, My Kalim, Kalim Shal Kesef. That Kalim means that Zav has the same status as Kesef, which you do when you pay back, you buy minus a fifth. And Rosh Hashanah, Reihu, Kedinrin Shal Zav, it's like a dinar shozov, b'makom shenogu shaloi lefartam. It's like a dinar shozov in a place where nogu shaloi lefartam, and therefore there it's a therefore has dinar shozov. What do you see from here? That lechayro, this is a kasha that you can't say that zov bars of zov. It sounds like from this price, so according to Tanakama at least. That Harei Hein Kekalim. Maybe if Rav Shmuel argues, but the Kasha is from the Rabbanon. If you look at Rashi, Ella Aresha, Taisus says, Mid the Rabbanon Paruch. It's asking a Kasha from the Rabbanon of Shmuel Gamil, because he says, What has Zav Harei Kekalim? So how could Rav Shemen, Bar Abon, Rav Yechon say that Zav, means Bars of Zav, has a din of Keshavyov? Here we have the Tanakhama that says Harei Kekalim, and the Ritva adds on that comes at the Meisve before Zav Harei Kekalim, which is a Stam Mishnah. It also means Kalim Shal Kesef. Now before we answer Kalim Shal Zav, so it's also a right. It's Megale that's what's also talking about. So the Kasha is the Lechayra. Here we see a Stam Mishnah, not like Rav Shemin. He could be like Rav Shemin Gamil if he this setup. But the Meisa, he's not like Tanakhama. So it says like this. Look, Loyal Ma Sefer. It's going on Sefer. It means like this. That Kalim, Zavarin Kalim can mean that it's Keshavyov and it's a Kuliyama. It's Mamish like the Shavyov. You don't go minus Chaimish and you don't obviously don't pay more. But it's by Bars of Zav. Now, what was the Machlaikis in the second half of the price then? Which is talking about Dinrei Zav. We said we don't understand Machlaikis. Manavshach. If you use it, it's like Sof. If you don't use it, then what's Pshat HaTanakhama? What's the Machlaikis in? So it says a case like this. The Nafke De'etchak. But daichik, you could use this dinrei zav. You know, most people don't want to change big bills like that, the dinrei zav, but it could be used. Since it could be used, so therefore, mishachinle means you could invest it, and therefore you have to pay back the extra third, and has a din of ksofim. Since it doesn't It's hard to get it, to use it as currency. Therefore, it's not called. You don't make them pay back more, and therefore that's machleika. So coming out so far like this, that Rav Shemin is right. Rav Shemin ba'Ava is right. Rav Yechonam that a bar azov is equal. For like kaim shakesef example, when you pay back, you pay minus a chaimish. Money you pay if it's 1,000, pay 1,500. What's the din of dinrezov? It depends. If everyone uses it, the kuliyama has an exofen. If it's a nayat chak, it's machloikis or shemimil and tanakamba.
Gold bars, what
is exactly the value. If it's $1,000 gold bars, pay back $1,000. Because it doesn't have, it's everyone knows the value. That's the bars of. That's the more I say, what?
Not Kalem, it's value.
Yeah, it keeps
it's
value.
Not like Kalem.
What? It has the same thing with Kalem Shazov also. It's like Kalem Shazov, also value. Kalem Shazov also has the value.
Isn't
Kalem Shazov,
you
only have Kalem Shazov? No, only Kalem Shazov. Only Kalem
Shazov.
Yeah, Kalem Shazov now.
Everybody also knows that you're elevating it.
No, I know. Yeah, but still, this is very clear. This is a very clear thing. Everyone knows exactly what it is. It's furniture. It's possible to inflate it, and it makes sense. So that's one tarets. If by the same another tarets. If by the same a cooler of Shimon Gamliel, it's or of Shimon Gamliel. We're still sticking. Rav Shemin ba'Ava is right that Zahav has a din of the exact value. But here, cooler of Shimon Gamliel, he v'chsur mechshav achtana. The pshat in the brayis like this: Zahav areyu kekalim. Zahav has din like kalim. Which means kalim shel zav. It just says its exact value. Din rei zav rei kixofim. Mema dvar mura makom shenagel lefartam. That's only where it can be used as currency. Makom shenagel lefartam shaman oisa. And you could shat zav, evaluate rei shavim. And then it is also b'shavim, just like the kalim shel zav. Din rei shenagel lefartam. Why? Shav shenagel emer. But makom shenagel lefartam shaman oisa rei kishavion. Salak upon him, that's the way we got out of it. So if you both shot him, we still have a stick of problem. Because it says azav, hareyu kekalim. It's not kelim shakasef. It's kelim shel asma. So it's still shver that kasha. Makamakam the mari the kasha. Makamakam get kelim and boilek. Should have said a kelov. If you both pshatim, should have said a kelov kasha. That we blab shver. The boyisem will answer all the terutzim. All the kashas. The boyisem ha'ocham ayeskinon b'dahava pricha. We're talking about gold bars that are brittle and they can fall apart a little bit. Their taka has a din of kelim shakasef. Usually gold bars have a din of kelim shazav. The hava pricha is brittle. It falls apart even when I handle it. Therefore, it has a similarity to kelim shel kesef, which you have to minus a chaimish. That's the teretz. Rashi has a similar teretz, but male. Male is, Rashi says, like powder. It's gold powder. So, the same thing. Also, there, it can lose its value a little bit. But something spills, whatever the case is, it doesn't hold its value as much. Zok tomorrow vayte. Om Rabbi Yana. B'somim, so the Rashi and Tosfos argue in the next Gemara, I had to learn like Rashi's pshat. Om Rabbi Yana, b'somim shel antochia rei kixofim. In antochia, whatever that was, b'somim was like currency. It was so valuable that people used b'somim, spices, as currency. Instead of money, used b'somim. Om Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Om Rabbi Yechonon, gemalim shel Arabia, in Arabia, they used camels as currency. Isha goyva parno mehem, Rashi says, revach shlish. Rash learns means revach shlish, it means a third more. Like we said, by currency, when you give 1,000, you give back 1,500. That's by Gemalim and Ravya. Omar Papi, Hani Tesuvei de Bei Michsi. Also, Ishagoyev Paranimahem, that's the smallest from the place called Bei Michsi, a certain clothing, shirts, that robes, that was currency in that place. Omar Papi, Hani Saki de Rudya, sacks from Rudya, Va'ashli de Kamachina, ropes from Kamachina, Ishagoyev Paranimahem also has a din of. As in a currency, Amarava, Mireish, the beginning of Avamina, Hani Arnikin Mechuzah Ishigav Paranimahem. Now, all of a sudden, this Paranimahem is a different shot. That's a Rashi by Barnes himself. Paranil Lazeshamati Ksuv Nichse Yisaimim. What it means like this: we know that you can't collect Ksuba usually from Metaltalim of the Yisaimim, only from the Karka, because Metaltali the Yasmi Le Mishtabdi Le Balchoy. But here, if you say mechdas on it, if a certain type of thing you say mechdas like karka, so then you could collect from it. So Rav Papa says, "Mareish havamina hani arnikin the mechuzah." This thing, this little sack or little pocketbook of money in mechuzah, that thing you should go to paranimahem. You could collect from that because that is something that is. A guarantee. What's pshat? I usually metalton on a guarantee. So Rashi speaks out, the people of Mechuzah were seichrim. They always had to have cash handy. And therefore, cash had a value as a din of karka. My time, I speak to allow the soymachan, the kibin, the chazoi. Since they saw that people would take it, the shaklu, the nafki, the chimash, they should take it and leave. The chimash, they found a land, they automatically invest in the land. Zavni bahu, aminu, asmichtayu arahu. That they're really smichdas on land, on property, and real estate, and not on metaltum, and not even on cash, not on money, and therefore you cannot collect from only from karka. So the only problem with Rashi's pshat is that the parna changes, and that's why Tosfos, the Maskil Gemalim, argues on Rashi, and he learns the whole Gemara is talking about ksuba even from the beginning, and it's not talking about that's currency. So Tosfos says, Pirush Kutus Rebbe Achshlish says, because we're time the halamei maharein k'ksofim, that's the shulah said lashon rein k'ksofim, that's his kasha, and he doesn't like the pshat. Therefore, he says all the Gemaras are like Rashi's last pshat. Okay, so to Mishnah Vayta, Hamasi es bita stam lo yifchesh lo mechamishim zuz. If you marry off your daughter, you should give her at least 50 zuz for the dunya. That's like the bare minimum. Pasak la chnisa, and 50 zuz, if you think about it, is around one quarter of a ksuba. Pasuk la chnisa aruma, pasuk la chnisa aruma, if he decided, he made up, that he's not giving a penny, you could do that. So now the Baal says, I'll take care of it. Sometimes the Baal is a macho guy, he says, I'll take care of it. So lo yomar Baal, the husband shouldn't say, "Kash chesena lebesi." When I bring it, when she comes to me, I'll take care of her. I'll take care of her. Ela mechasa rezavia. You gotta make sure she has all the clothing when she stole a kala, when she stole it in her father's house. V'chein amasi es yesoima lifkos amachivshin zuz. The same thing for a gabit stalker when he's marrying off a yesoima. The halach is he has to give 50 zuz minimum. And miyesh bekiss, if there's more money in the kiss, mefaris zuz lefikvoida. You can even give her more and be mefaris zuz lefikvoida. Well, it means that the fee her honor, this Yisayma, who knows, this Yisayma could be from a very rich family, her father was niftish, there's no money left. What? So if the 50 zuz is the minimum. If there's more money, no. The Yisayma has no money in the house. No money in the house. The Gabbai Tzedakah is paying for the Yisayma. So 50 zuz is bare minimum. Okay. If the Tzedakah is a nice, big, kupa shel Tzedakah, then if they take a Yisayma from a better family, a more chosh of a family, you should give her more money. If you kvayda, every family is different cover, different status, and this family is a bigger status, higher status, even if there's no money in the family, you should give her more. Omar Abaya, when we say chamishim zuz, doesn't mean chamishim zuz of one quarter of a ksuba, like I spoke out. Doesn't mean that. It means chamishim zuz pshiti, which is one-eighth of that. It's one-eighth of that one quarter. Mimai, how do I know? Mimai, save him. Yes, but kiss, but fire is a living further. If there's a lot of money, they give it further. Ramino, my kiss. How much did he give her already? 50 zuz is a hoin rav of money. It doesn't make sense that if there's more money in stock, you're going to give him more than that. You don't need a 30-piece band with Barry Weber at the chasana. El shmamino, chamishim zuzi pshiti. El shmamino, chamishim zuzi pshiti. It means the less money, and that's how that's enough, and that's enough. One eighth of a regular 50 zuz. That's enough. Lefi the regular liyifchis law. That's the bare minimum that a father should give for the dunya.